very interesting because the sacredness and the specialness to it gives you also such sure-footedness that you just, I don't know how to explain it. I explained about like how every Sunday when we come here, to know that you have a sacred place to come to physically, symbolically, and the sure-footedness of knowing that you have a place to go to, knowing that you have things you can pull from, knowing that you really genuinely have a true guide, but that if you get stuck or if you tumble, whatever, that it provides such a sure-footedness that, and that's, I think, is such a huge deal for me. Flexible but so sure-footed. How? Mm-hmm. How is it that it has so much flexibility and freedom, but yet such sure-footedness?
Well, tightness is like putting God in a box, and shame on us.
Okay.
I have to dramatize it to get it.
Sachin, I want to share about the picture frame with the white piece of paper, because that story, and I heard it even before the book was written, I think is so powerful. That if you do only that, don't write on it too much, you have gone above and beyond your role as a father. And we have the good luck to hear this and know this. But in the world, it's so different. Just today, I saw a mother interacting with her child. She was leaving him for a few days. And she was crying, and she was saying like how much she was going to miss him, and she was a mess, and then this child was a mess. And I saw that, and she doesn't know.
Yeah, and she
thinks that's good mothering. And I saw for a moment really clearly that it is what it is not the problem. The problem is the stories we create and what we put in that vessel. That was, in that moment, I was so saddened by what I saw, and yet so grateful that I see it now.
It is endless.
The world is
the ignorance that happens.